This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you drive a Toyota or a Honda or a Mazda or a Nissan or a BMW or certain kinds of Ford, Chrysler, or General Motors vehicles, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has a message for you. Get your airbags fixed. Owners of more than 4.5 million cars are being warned that their airbags, those things meant to save your life, can in fact explode, sending not safety but shrapnel at drivers. Investigators are looking into 4 deaths that could be linked to the defect, and globally, recalls over faulty airbags date back to 2008 and involve some 14 million cars. And Novosapho reports getting them all fixed can be a tricky problem.
The Japanese auto parts supplier Takata manufactured the airbags at the center of the recall. Some 11 automakers relied on the company because there are few other choices. Takata is the second largest of a handful of suppliers.
It complicates things because so many manufacturers and models are affected when one supplier supplies that many cars.
Jack Neerad is executive market analyst for Kelley Blue Book. He says there's also another complication. Takata, as part of its normal course of business, has not had to stock huge numbers of replacement parts. That's because, just like so many other unseen parts of a car, airbags are designed to be installed and never to be touched again.
So it doesn't make sense that there'd be tons of replacement parts out there, because these airbag systems are typically not replaced.
And now that they have to be at such a large scale, it's been difficult for car companies. Toyota is temporarily disabling passenger side airbags in some cars. But why are there so few airbag manufacturers? Mickey Maynard is the author of the books Curbing Cars and The End of Detroit. She says there's been industry consolidation over the last 20 years.
Suppliers were fighting each other for business and undercutting each other on prices, and literally were going out of business because they couldn't build products cheap enough.
And while that's been good for surviving companies, it's also led to huge market exposure, as Takata is now finding out. The company says it expects a net loss of $220 million in the current fiscal year because of expenses related to the airbag recall. I'm Novosapho for Marketplace.